Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, Zach?
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, how's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Glad to have you on the show, man.
Glad to be here.
If you can, man, introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are.
Yeah, hey, this is Zach Kreger from Guys with Kids.
Thanks a lot. Tell us a little bit about your role on Guys with Kids and a little bit about the show.
I play a character named Nick, who's one of the three. The show's about three dads who all live in the same building and are just kind of helping each other out, raising their kids. And I play Nick, and I'm kind of like a wiseacre, kind of like a big kid myself. Like I have two children, and I'm just as happy to be down on my hands and knees playing Legos with them as doing anything else. So it's, I get to kind of be a kid again with my kids, which is just fun. Yeah.
So how do you feel the role of a father has changed since you were a kid and until now?
I think now it's definitely much more acceptable for dads to kind of do the things that were considered maternal in the past. You know, like I don't think there's any taboo for dads to, like, cook dinner or drop kids off at school or, you know, generally be involved in the parenting process. You know, when my dad was a kid, you know, it was laid out pretty clear cut that the dad goes to work, comes home and probably has a drink and watches TV and goes to bed, and the mom does all the parenting. And you know, that's I think very happily that's changed, and the show kind of celebrates that. You know, these dads are like, they're good at their job of being dads. They're not like, oh, I can't go out and, you know, one of them's like a single dad. He's like, it's not like, oh, I can't go out and meet women because my kid. It's like, you know, that's not the kind of story that this show tells.
So what is it like working with the cast of Guys with Kids? What is it like working with them?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, at first I was kind of like blown away because, you know, Anthony Anderson has been in like amazing movies like The Departed, Hustle and Flow, and then my wife is Jamie Lynn Sigler, who's Meadow Soprano, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. And then Anthony's married to, on the show, Tempest Bledsoe, who's from The Cosby Show. And then there's Jesse Bradford, who's been in like a billion incredible movies. There's like, what am I doing here with all of these people? But it's great. I mean, everyone vibes really, really well. And I think everyone brings something to it that complements kind of the ensemble, which is kind of a really stupid thing for me to say, but it's true. I think everyone's really bringing it home.
If we could ask, how did you actually land the role on the show? How did you come about? What you did on the show?
Can you ask me that one more time? I'm sorry.
How did you land your role on Guys with Kids?
Well, I auditioned for it. I had done a pilot with two of the producers a couple years ago for NBC, and so they kind of knew me, and we had a really positive time together. So I think they had me in mind when they were casting it, and you know, but I read for it, and it's funny because Jimmy Fallon is the producer, and he was in New York, so I had to like audition for the producers and a laptop on a stool, which was Jimmy Fallon watching live, and I had to do that like a couple times, which is a bizarre experience to like audition for a laptop. It was weird.
So besides the show, what are you working on next, or what do you have coming up next?
What else am I working on?
Yeah.
I have two movies that I did before we started shooting the show. One is called Maddie and Michael. It's a Lionsgate movie about two best friends in high school. And one of them comes out of the closet. It's about how the other one kind of deals with that. And then I did a movie in Texas, a little indie movie called Bounce Back, which I think they're going to try and do like the Sundance thing. So we'll see what happens with that movie. But Maddie and Michael will be coming out in theaters sometime this year.
All right, Zach. Okay, I'm going to keep you along. Go ahead.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell my listeners, why should they watch Guys with Kids and let them know what days it come on?
It's on Wednesdays on NBC at 8:30, 7:30 Central.
And why should they tune in every Tuesday to watch the show?
Why should they tune in?
Yeah.
Oh, It's fun. It's a fun show. It's great writing. It's good actors. The head writer is this guy, Charlie Grandy, who did, like, The Office and The Daily Show and Saturday Night Live. So it's that kind of, like, sensibility. And it's a really, really fun show. It's kind of like one of those sitcoms I grew up loving, like The Cosby Show. You know, it's just about, like, families that are fun to hang out with.
All right, Zach, thanks so much for doing this show. Anyone give me a shout-out for acknowledgements?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? I didn't catch that, man. One more time.
I said we appreciate you doing this show. You want to give any shout-out for acknowledgements?
A shout-out for what?
Acknowledgements.
Acknowledgements? No, I'm good, dude. I'm good. Thanks so much for having me. Sorry about that. My phone connection's not the best.
No
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Cheers.
Can you take me telling you the truth when I know the situation that shady is a blood mucker? Will you believe when I say I knew that you'd be tripping, so I slept out in my ride in the driveway?
So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do,
I'ma need your undivided attention. Cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in? Oh.
Will it hurt or will we still be here?
Same two lovers all over each other.
Special thanks to Zach Greger for coming on the show. Make sure you guys watch Tuesday nights on NBC. We're coming on the current world of guys with kids. Thank you so much for listening to our next podcast show, 99.7 FM. I'm going to leave you with Avant with When It Hurts. Take care.
Can you take me telling you the truth when I know the situation that's shady is a blood mucker? Will you believe when I say I knew that you'd be tripping, so I slept out in my ride in the driveway?
So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do,
I'ma need your undivided attention. Cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in? All over each other.
When it hurts, will we still see?
Why we got together? Promise that we'll never
be temporary,
ordinary. We should change people's definition of love.
So forgive what you hurt.
The only way that this will work is if you love me when it hurts. I don't wanna blend in with every other relationship that be falling in and out, girl. I know that I trip, cause every time we argue, I think about having someone on the side, girl.
So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do,
I'ma need your undivided attention. Cause it's fantasies and reality.